This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Get ready for 6 years of extreme violence on the streets of America, thanks to deranged leftists who have just crossed another threshold into promises of violence. I mean, it's incredible. Chris Matthews, even a left-wing so-called journalist, even said it's time for leftists to extract vengeance against Trump supporters. I'm paraphrasing, but he used the word vengeance. Vengeance. I mean, left-wing journalists are going insane and calling for violence and applauding the violence. I mean, all the usual left-wing websites, Washington Post, you know, who is it, what, BuzzFeed, others, they're either endorsing violence, promoting it, or they're whipping up the kind of hatred and anger through fake news to invoke violence. They are complicit in it. And now, Chief Justice Kennedy has announced his retirement from the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, and this has just pushed leftists completely over the edge into mass lunacy. So now we're seeing calls for marches, large liberal mobs in the streets. We're seeing threats to firebomb conservative targets. We're seeing threats of shooting conservatives in restaurants and public places. We've got crazy Aunt Maxine Waters out there essentially inciting mob violence against conservatives and Trump staffers. We are now seeing the left descend into what can only be called domestic terrorism. And what's fascinating and a little bit scary about this is that leftists are always tyrants and authoritarians. It's just that when they're in power, they pretend to be lovers of peace and unity and coexistence. When they're out of power, the true inner liberal comes out. And the true inner liberal is a violent terrorist. That's the tyranny and the authoritarianism and the violence that's inside the dark hearts of many of these people. And they do want to see blood running in the streets of America. They do want to see mass shootings. They will try to invoke them. They will continue with their language to push for mass shootings. They will do whatever is necessary for them to destabilize the country, to try to overthrow our democracy, to push President Trump out of office or assassinate him, and to intimidate, threaten, and bully everyone who is a Trump staffer or a Trump supporter. This is what the left has come to. I find it truly fascinating because the mask has come off. They're no longer standing up there arguing, saying, oh, we need peace and unity, we need calm, we need cool heads to prevail. You know, democracy can survive this. We have to respect the outcome of the election, even if we didn't win it. You know, those things. They're not saying any of that. They're now up there screaming and shouting, you know, it's time to mob Trump staffers and threaten people and firebomb conservatives. Even the journalists, the so-called journalists, are saying this now. Vengeance. Wow. So the upshot is, the practical matter, you should expect violence in the streets of America. You should expect, and by the way, let me remind you, not to toot my own horn or anything, because I don't care, but it was, I think, 8 months ago. Do you remember the news where I said that through my sources I had learned that private military contractors were being told to prepare for what? For domestic deployment to keep down the rioting, insane leftists. Remember that? It was about 8 months ago, or so. I don't remember the exact day, but it was like the fourth quarter of 2017. And I had learned that contractors were being prepped for the idea that they're going to have to deploy in U.S. cities. And I specifically said, I think it's going to be 20 to 25 cities where this deployment is expected to happen. And I was taking some guesses at what would cause it, you know, and I guessed, hey, maybe civil war, maybe Hillary Clinton gets indicted for her criminal operations, the racketeering that she's engaged in, you know, maybe there's an economic collapse, I don't know, but I was taking some guesses at what would cause it, but I knew that contractors were being told to deploy or to prepare for deployment. Now, guess what? Guess what? We now have the circumstances that are going to lead to that. Justice Kennedy announcing his retirement. Left is going insane over the fact that they're losing control of the Supreme Court, which means, in their minds, they're going to lose Roe versus Wade. They're going to lose their right to mass murder babies, to play God with unborn children, and to have unlimited sex without consequences, without thinking about the lives that they're bringing into the womb and then the lives that they're destroying and murdering as a form of birth control because they don't want to take responsibility for their own lifestyles. That's the real issue here, is that leftists, they demand the right to murder babies. They demand abortion rights. And if abortion gets overturned as at the federal level or kicked down to the states where it's a state issue, you know, 10th Amendment, leftists are going to go to another level of insane, which is already so many levels of insane that it's hard to imagine how they're going to take it another step into absurdity, but they will find a way. I think at one level, I think it's really not just fascinating, but almost, it's almost pathetic to see the inner liberal come out. Now, it's like there have been these monsters living inside liberals this whole time, these horrible creatures of full of hatred and violence, like orcs from Lord of the Rings. It was like their inner orcs are coming out. Maybe we can call them liberorcs or orcarals. I don't know. But their inner orcs are coming out, and the orcs just want destruction and violence and hatred, and they want to murder people. They want blood in the streets. This is what they want. You know, in the Lord of the Rings analogy, by the way, Donald Trump is Frodo. Donald Trump is Frodo. He's the one carrying the ring to toss it into the mountain to end the monopoly of power and set humanity free from the deep state dark lord Sauron and all the minions, i.e. the liberorcs, who are running around trying to kill everybody that they don't like. Donald Trump is Frodo. And I don't know who Sam is, but Sam is like a loyal warrior next to Donald Trump. I don't know. We'll have to figure out who Sam is. I'm not sure yet. Well, I guess we'll figure it out. But in any case, and who's Gandalf? That's a big question. Who's Gandalf in this analogy? Somebody with special powers. I don't know. Maybe Neil Gorsuch is Gandalf, since we're talking about the Supreme Court. Who knows? But in any case, get ready for mass violence. And I'm talking about years of violence. You got to go back to the 1970s to remember the Weather Underground. Now, the Weather Underground was a group of radical left-wing terrorists. And some of those people, in fact, had helped raise Barack Obama, and they taught him and they influenced him. Obama was brought up by left-wing terrorists in part. And this group called the Weather Underground, eventually some of them were arrested and they confessed. And during the confession, which was aired on 60 Minutes, I believe, back in the 1980s, I don't know what year, but I think it was on 60 Minutes, I think it was in the 1980s, they said that their plans had called for, if I'm remembering this correctly, rounding up something like 50 to 100 million Americans and putting them in re-education camps run by leftists, and then mass murdering, executing about 25 million Americans. This was openly admitted to. You can find the videos out there. It's called the Weather Underground. And again, this is a group that strongly influenced Obama. The left has always had this undercurrent of mass executions, mass murder, terrorism, bombings, and now it's coming back. That's my warning for this podcast. It's coming back. They're going to want to start bombing government buildings. That's a prediction I've had on the record for over a year and a half. They're going to start mass murdering conservatives in the streets. They're going to try to burn down buildings. They're going to try to overrun and occupy immigration buildings. That has already begun. They're going to try to execute and murder police officers all across the country. You should expect to see bombs from leftists. You should expect to see gunfire, stabbings, any kind of violence that they can carry out. That's now going to start happening. In fact, it has already begun. And they're doing this for all the reasons that you already know, that they want chaos. They want blood on the streets. They want to overthrow the democracy. The Democrat Party is synonymous with terrorism. The big D in Democrats actually means domestic terrorism. That's what it stands for. And that's what they're going to be pushing. This means you are no longer safe to wear a Make America Great Again hat in a restaurant, movie theater, gas station, on the streets of a liberal city. You could be mobbed and attacked and killed for simply wearing a hat, a little red hat with MAGA on it. They will murder you. That is how insane the deranged terrorist left has now become. They will kick you out of their restaurants. They'll kick you out of their places of business. They will try to kill you. They'll mob your home if they know where you live. They will dox you and spread your address around to other radical left-wing terrorists, and then they will mob your home, and they will try to kill you there. Or they will intimidate you, threaten you, whatever it takes. And their slogan, by the way, leftists, their slogan is, by any means necessary. That's what they say to each other, and there's even a group with that name. It's called By Any Means Necessary. They believe that the ends justify the means. Leftists believe that as long as they can take back power, they don't mind having to mass murder a bunch of conservatives. They don't mind murdering people, setting off bombs, killing little children. After all, they kill millions in the womb anyway through abortion, and they're willing to kill living people in order to protect their so-called right to keep killing children. They've got blood on their hands from day one. You think they mind a little extra blood running in the streets of America as they try to bring down the country and murder conservatives? No, they don't mind that. That's who they are. That's the evil that's in their hearts that's now coming out. This should be no surprise. So, of course, what you should probably think about doing is concealed carry. If not already, now I know many, many of my listeners and followers over the years have armed themselves. It's very wise. Women and men alike have armed themselves. And I've done other podcasts. I've talked about why, like, a Glock 19 is your best firearm to start with. But you need to know how to use a firearm safely. You need a concealed carry permit in most states, not all. And most importantly, you need to follow the law. I always advise people to remain lawful when it comes to self-defense and carrying firearms. Because the lawless side in all of this is the left. We don't want you to be lawless. We want you to abide by the local laws. And if you're in an area where they don't allow you to legally carry a gun to defend yourself, then you need to move. You need to go somewhere that you can defend yourself, because the leftists have gone insane. And they are violent, and they are dangerous, and they are terrorists, and they're out for blood, and they will murder anybody that they get their hands on. That could be you. They could murder people who they just think are Trump supporters. You get an American flag in your windshield, they could say, oh my God, you're a Nazi, and then you just murder you. You got to be willing to defend yourself. Now, in doing so, let me emphasize that in the Civil War, I've said this before, in the Civil War that is now shaping up, whoever shoots first loses. And what I mean by that is you lose the moral high ground, you lose the argument. Don't go out there with a trigger finger, you know, looking for targets to shoot. Shooting in self-defense should be a last resort. It should be something you never hope to see happen, never hope to engage in, but you do it as a last-ditch effort to save your life and stop violence. That's, you know, you're responsible for every bullet that leaves your gun. And every good gun trainer will tell you that same thing. When they teach you safety and they teach you about responsible gun ownership, you're responsible for every round that leaves your gun, and you're responsible for where it goes past your target. You don't want to get caught in a gunfight with somebody and you accidentally end up hitting some innocent person 200 yards away that you weren't even aiming at. Remember, bullets penetrate targets. And if you aren't taking that into account, you could end up harming a lot of people, you know, who are innocent. So I urge you, follow the laws, get the training. And by the way, we've got a course coming up on Real.Video. It's a beginner's guide to pistol. You should definitely watch that course. I believe it's a 7-part series. I've now seen episode 1 because I'm involved in helping produce that series. And if you're a newbie or you need to brush up on your gun skills, definitely watch that series. It's actually called Real Self-Defense. I think that's it. Real Self-Defense is the name of the series, and Beginner's Handgun is the first series, which is 7 episodes. After that, we plan to, hopefully, if we get a good enough response, we plan to film more about, you know, how to defend your home, how to low light shooting. You know, what do you do if it's dark? Lots of things like that. So we hope to go into more advanced skill sets to help you defend yourself. The bottom line in all this, folks, is that whether you like it or not, I mean, we can all sit in a room and meditate and say, let's be positive. Let's be positive. Let's think flowery, wonderful thoughts. We can do that, but it doesn't stop the terrorism of the unhinged leftists who are now out for blood, and they are trying to literally destroy this country. And they are armed, and they are dangerous, and they are terrorists, and they're angry, and they've been triggered beyond anything resembling reason. You sitting in a room and meditating on staying positive doesn't stop these people from coming to your door, kicking it in, ripping you out of your meditation room, and shooting you in the face. The only thing that stops that is you having a defensive weapon. And so, you know, if you're going to meditate, make sure you have a means to protect yourself. If you live in a liberal city, you know, where these crazy people are, or Antifa, if they're coming for you, you got to be able to defend yourself. And from that place, then maybe you can find more peace, because now you have the ability to defend yourself. Because if your only defense is picking up the phone and dialing 911 and saying, help, they've broken into my house, they're coming in to kill me because I wore a Make America Great Again hat, the police are going to say, oh, yeah, our response time is 7 minutes. Good luck. You're going to be dead in 7 minutes because these people are out for blood. So don't rely on the police to be there and save you. You need to get armed. If you're not already, make a note. This is the time to do it. It's the Supreme Court that triggered it. Really, it's Justice Kennedy retiring that has triggered this next level of crazy. And imagine what's going to happen when the Democrats don't win the 2018 midterm elections, when they don't take the House. And it looks pretty certain they're not going to take the House and they're not going to take the Senate. They're going to go to another level of crazy yet again when that happens. So just keep this in mind. There's a lot coming down. And then what happens if Trump wins the 2020 election? Then the left is going to go yet another level of crazy. I mean, they're already at the bombing and you know, terrorism stage. What's next? Are they going to set themselves on fire? Because that's, you know, that's another level, I guess. You're going to be like 50 crazy left-wing Antifa members, like, I don't know, kneeling down in front of the White House and setting themselves on fire. I'll tell you what, you know, I think there are a lot of Americans who maybe would wish that Antifa members would do that to themselves, but it would certainly be another level of crazy. You know, I don't want to see anybody do that. I don't want to see people harmed and bleeding and dying in America, but guess what? The left is bringing it to us. And so you're going to have to probably make a choice to defend yourself or die. You're either going to commit suicide and be murdered by leftists, or you're going to take part in the defense of your property, your body, your health, your family, and your nation. That's what it's coming to. Final thought, you might go back and read some of the survivors of Kosovo or the war in the Ukraine or Bosnia. You might go back and look at some of the European civil wars and other types of conflicts and look at how people survived. Because I've read a lot of those accounts, and one of the most shocking things that I came to learn in doing that is that in a war like that, most people don't die from aggression. Most people aren't shot. Most people die from infectious disease. Most people die from lack of sanitation and lack of access to hospitals and antibiotics and so on. So one of the things that I've stocked up on, and I encourage you to stock up on, is antibacterial solutions. You know, antifungal, antibacterial sterilization chemicals, basically. Povidone iodine, for example. You know, emergency first aid solutions that you can pour on wounds, you know, even hydrogen peroxide. Rubbing alcohol, you know, isopropyl alcohol. Things that kill bacteria, bleach. Believe it or not, stocking up on this stuff is statistically more important than stocking up on bullets and guns. Again, more people die from infections than anything else in these conflicts. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, but if it does, I want you to be ready. I want you to be well prepared. So think about all this. Keep watching Real.Video as it launches. keep reading naturalnews.com, and also check out my website, civilwar.news. Be safe, follow the law, and don't initiate violence against anyone, but be capable of responding to violence in defense of your life and your nation. That's all we ask for. That's all anyone can ask of you. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.